T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A couple of stories just to bring to your attention before we get to the topic du jour, French for topic of the day. From Fox Weather, a scary moment occurred when two bison started fighting at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. As a number of people watched in awe, the incident that occurred about a week ago began when the two massive bison butting heads in the middle of the road temporarily stopped traffic as several visitors to the park are seen watching from the side of the road.
Closely.
Two visitors eager to film the bison brawl on their devices got a little too close as others are heard on camera telling them to back up and, quote, "they will kill you." "Holy crap, look at this power," one person is heard commenting in the video.
"Let me get right up and see it."
Video of the bison fight was filmed by Cindy Schaefer, who is known for routinely capturing video from the park.
Okay.
Authorities are warning you to back up.
You know, three people in July alone were gored by bison at Yellowstone.
Is she also known for getting too close to the bison?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, we have an update on the alligator death in Sun City, Florida. Not to go all when animals attack during this hour.
South Carolina.
But we have to do it. Sorry, Sun City, I think Florida. It was South Carolina. We do know now she was 88 years old. And I had said to Scott yesterday, you know, it's possible this woman like had a heart attack and the gator just got her post-medical emergency. I don't think that's what happened here. Again, Sun City, this is near Hilton Head, South Carolina. 88-year-old woman has been identified as the woman killed by an alligator, quote, after she slipped into a pond while gardening in an adult living community. It was 11:15 Monday morning. Authorities were called to Sun City Hilton Head on reports of an alligator guarding a woman's body near the lagoon. Somehow, this poor woman was gardening near the lagoon, slipped into the pond. Scott, the alligator has been removed and euthanized. I know it drives you nuts when they do that.
Why?
A victim identified sweet woman Nancy Becker.
I am sorry that Nancy Becker lost her life slipping into a lagoon while she was gardening. But why are we killing the animal for being an animal? You read these stories and you know these things drive me insane. When a lion kills a human or something at a zoo or whatever in the wild, they kill the lion, or a bear. We kill the bear. For what? For being a bear?
There are two sets of warnings that come with this story. One of them is avoid heavy vegetation in or near the water's edge. Don't go near the water with pets or children because, quote, large alligators do not recognize the difference between domestic pets and wild food sources. They just don't.
No, they're not the brightest things on the planet.
There are also, I believe, a couple of signs around this lagoon warning
of course
of gators.
There's gators all over down there.
I'm sorry, but I would not live. I would not buy a house anywhere near where they post signs saying, beware of alligator.
Okay. I respect gators. I'm also fascinated by them. I've been around them quite a bit because, you know, my grandparents, I grew up summering in Biloxi.
Kinfolk.
They are down there. There's a lot of them down there. That's why people have lanais in their backyard so they can sort of let their small animals like dogs feel like they're outside when they're not. Because if you let your small dog outside in gator country.
Chomp.
Yeah. But I would never say I wouldn't live near gators. They don't bother you unless you go too close to the water. And on a golf course, you go into the water to get your ball by a nest, you will come out with fewer digits than you went in.
If you come out at all.
If you come out at all.
Ask Miss Becker.
God bless her.
Really?
I love this. Get immediate medical attention if an alligator bites you. Thank you, News Channel 11.
Yeah, are they the same people that told me to basically stand still and slowly walk away if I'm being attacked by a shark or whatever the hell that advice was?
And do not look it in the eye.
Yeah, don't look it in the eye. Don't hit it on the nose. I am going to flail.
Just swim away slowly.
Slowly and gently. If you're being attacked by a shark, just do a brisk paddle away.
Have you seen the video of the sharks underneath the tubers?
No.
Oh, this is in, Sam, is it Long Island? Long Beach.
I don't know.
Anyway, somewhere in New York. This drone footage this week, Google it. It's drone footage.
What is it?
What looks like a shark the size of Jaws is swimming around and Jaws under. There's a dad with a little child on a tube. There's like a kayaker. There's people just waiting out there.
Tubers.
Yes. Okay. And from, I'm almost positive it's off the, it's near Long Island. You can see this enormous shark just meandering right in between them like you would see in the scene of Jaws. And it's right there and they have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for this.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's crazy.
But back to the gator advice, that doesn't make any sense because when you get bit by a gator, it's not the bite that hurts you. It's the fact that they pull you into the water and then spin around relentlessly you stop moving.
They body roll you.
Body roll, that's right. Do you hear about the kid who lost a limb 10 years old at Key West?
No, no.
This happened like this week.
No, but I found the shark footage. Stand by. Look how close it is to these people. Lost a limb from a shark
bite. Yeah, shark bite. 10-year-old kid. I think leg.
Oh, God.
Man.
I'm telling you, I don't know if it's more prevalent right now or if it's just because when it makes the news, it's such a big deal. Because it really feels like to me there's been a lot of these in the news cycle lately.
No, it really is a thing. And it's probably, I don't know, it hasn't been studied, but it probably has to do with the fact that there weren't people on the beaches every single day for 2 years. And so the sharks were like, oh, cool, let's go play.
Okay, I'm showing Scott. Wait.
Oh, hell, those aren't tubers. Those are swimmers.
And look at the size of the shark. It is straight out of a scene from Jaws.
Hey, guys. That's a woman and a man. They look like a middle-aged couple.
And they have no idea. The thing is just right there, Sam.
There's also a video out of New York of a guy pulling a shark onto the beach by its tail.
That's not deep water.
I know.
They're only in up to their waist.
They're in up to their waist, and the sharks just go. I'll post this on social, because if you haven't seen it, there's the little girl on a tube. They're just like, do-do-do-do-do. You're about to lose your legs.
Do they hunt down and euthanize the sharks, too?
I feel like if you can get a drone camera on these things, is there not some warning system on beaches right now?
Well, there's not a speaker on a drone.
Well, I know, but there has to be the technology to say, here we go. The number of U.S. shark bites is up 42% from 2020.
And by the way, there are warning signs on the beach. It says sharks.
No, Sam. I want a warning that it's about to kill you. We can see it with a drone.
Okay. Okay. You know, Carrington next door just got back from Cancun.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times he stepped in the ocean? Zero.
Because of the shark bites?
Well, because he's afraid to go in the ocean.
Well, you watch that video, it's not going to help the cause. They're stealth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.